Hey, tag your eight, Ernest.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Oh, you're good, brother. Hey, no worries at all, man. I know things come up, you know. But it's all good.
Great.
So before I grab Bonnie, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you the service credit. So I spoke to Caesar directly. You're golden. Your service credit was approved. So the only thing that'll be charged, your next billing date was supposed to be the 28th. The only thing that'll be charged on the 28th is for the Facebook ads. Okay.
Okay.
So the local SEO, like the $199, you're not going to be charged for that. Your next billing for the local SEO for the two packages, right? For the different locations, that next billing will be on January 28th. Okay. Just so you're aware. All right. Also, too, side note, I spoke with James, who's one of our optimization, like, specialists. So I made sure he's on top of the second location, too. Okay?
Okay.
So you're rocking and rolling, okay? With Google Guaranteed, you didn't finish your application yet, right?
No.
Okay. So
I don't
Bonnie's
know how
gonna,
to do that.
Oh, you don't know how to do it. Okay. Well, that's why you have me, brother. So, are you able to pull it up right now? I can show you.
Oh, okay. So what do I do?
Go to your email, okay, and go to the email. Here, I'm gonna send it again so it's at the top, okay? Give me one second. Okay. It's going to be Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins. Give me one second, though. Just find it. All right, hit send. All right, let me refresh this. All right, should be coming through in just one second, okay?
Okay.
Should be from local Splash support, too. Still says in processing. Super weird. Hold on.
No problem.
While it's going through, let me just verify the email. So it's ErnestGGS@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
All right, awesome. And let's see. Okay, do me a favor. So pull your emails up. It was sent to you earlier today, because it's still saying in processing. Super weird.
Okay.
It was sent to you at 7:31 a.m. today. So it'll be titled Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins.
Local Splash Support. Action
yes.
Needed. Fixes needed for Google verification.
No, that's not it. Should be, go ahead and type in, Google Guaranteed. See if that pulls it up. Guaranteed is a tough way. It's like GUARANTEED.
Yeah, see it? I see the last email you sent me with the zip code.
Oh, that was me. Yeah. That was me sending the zip codes. Okay, so that is one email. The other, so it should be Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins, though, from Local Splash Support. Do you see that one?
No.
No? Okay. Hold on. Let's see. Okay, do me a favor. In your search, let me pull it up, too. So go ahead and type in, like, it'll say search mail at the top, right? Go ahead and type in Local Splash Support. And then just click enter. And then it should show you every email you've gotten from Local Splash Support. See if you see one on there that says Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins.
Oh, Google Guaranteed Begins, yes.
Yes, my man. All right, so go ahead and click on that one. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And then you're going to see, okay, so when you pull it up, you're going to see if you scroll down a bit, there's like a bunch of stuff on there, but there's a link that says application form. Yes, sir. That's the one. So go ahead and click on that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then this is the app. So this is what you want to fill out. Okay. What I'd recommend to you, I could grab Bonnie for you to do the onboarding appointment, but it's better if you have the app already submitted so she could already create the profile, you know? So do you want to just reschedule the onboarding for tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's do it. 3:30 tomorrow, or what time works best for you?
Let's do it 2:00.
2:00? All right, give me 1 second. Let me just make sure she has that. She does. Okay. So I'm going to send you another email calendar invite, okay? Same deal. 1 hour before, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. And just fill out that app today, though. Like, get that thing submitted. That way, when she calls tomorrow, she'll already have the profile created, and she'll be able to let you know who's doing the background check. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So hold on. Let me...
What should I put on the physical address?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you in 1 second. Let me just submit this real fast. Golden there. Okay, physical address. You're going to put the address that the business is registered at. If you don't know that address, I can look it up for you right now. Oh, you know it? Okay.
The Woodland Hills.
Okay, so put the Woodland Hills address then.
Okay.
Before you start putting all that too, what I'd recommend, okay, go to the, scroll down and go to, it'll be number 8 on there. That's where you want to attach your insurance. So we put an example of the insurance document you need in a core document.
I have it.
Okay. So perfect. I just want to make sure you have that before you started filling everything else in, you know?
No problem.
Okay, yeah, so you're golden. Just fill it out. I can stay on the line with you, too. Easy breezy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, address I put, employer identification number, let's see, tax ID. What is the, which state, California, please the copy of the certificate of insurance and upon insurance must be in the enrollment until next meeting day.
Yeah, my bad. I should have made sure you got into the app the other day, but it's all good. I just told Bonnie I messaged her, too. I was like, hey, he's filling it out right now. So.
No problem.
Yeah. Remember, business owners, when you get to that, put 1, and field workers put 0. Okay?
Okay. Okay, browse files, insurance, desktop downloads. Oh, can I see that? How can I view it?
View what? What do you mean?
No, that's the insurance, you know, what I can say. I'm not that good
with computers?
Oh, yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. She'll be able to check it to make sure it's the Accord document prior to it. But if you clicked it and it attached, you should be golden.
Yeah,
what? Let me put one to see what it says. Yeah, it doesn't let you view it. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, when is it correct?
I think I have that. If you need it, give me one sec here.
I have it.
Oh, you have it? Okay, cool. Cool, cool.
Yeah. This was a corporate business license. What is business license? Not the same.
I can tell you right now. Give me one second. I thought I put it in here. I know I did. Hold on. One quick sec. License number. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
1124.
No, that I know. It's asking me applicable business license, copy of an applicable business license.
Oh, I mean, got you. Just skip that because we already have your business license. You've already submitted it to us. So I'll tell Bonnie to just pull it from our files.
Yeah, BBB, I don't have BBB yet.
Yeah, just put no on there.
Okay, and what is the business monthly guarantee?
You're doing the minimum, right? So let me find it real quick. Hold on. I have the notes on it. At 661.
661.
Yeah. And then you could always, you know, you could always increase your budget too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone told me until your map is not good to not do the Google guarantee. That's not true, right?
No, that's not true. Yeah. You know, for a long time, the Google guarantee didn't, and it's only been around like 3 years, you know, so a long time is like a couple years. But for a while, having Google guarantee didn't even affect your SEO. But now when you have Google guarantee, it actually helps your SEO. But that's not true. You don't need the map listing, rolling. You already do have it rolling though, so you're perfectly fine. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the number of the business owners? Just me, one?
Yeah,
what
just
is
put
the total
one.
Number of field?
Field workers put zero. That way, the background check, they only do it on you.
Yeah.
If you put like 10 field workers, then they do a background check on every field worker, you know?
What is the primary business owner name? Me, right?
Yeah, that'd be you. Yes, sir.
Just first name, I believe, right?
No, they want your first and last name because it's for the background. Sir Ernest Mordechev.
Yeah.
I don't believe it needs the middle initial. No, you just put first and last name. That's a great question, though. I've never got asked that before.
Who performs the background check, or what is the primary business owner's date of birth? Oh, okay.
Yeah. When you get to field worker information, you're going to leave all that blank because you put zero field workers. Okay.
That's it? Submit?
Yeah, hit submit. Make sure it goes through.
List the cities that the business services.
Yeah. Those are those zip codes I sent you.
Uh-huh. Let me find them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, take your time.
Daniel...
I'm going to resend them right now so it's easier. Reply. Boom. Just resend them.
Oh, resend them?
Yep. That way it's at the top of your email, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I missed any too, just add them, you know? But that's what I saw on your targeting.
Yeah, got it. Okay, let me copy those.
Yeah, makes it easier.
Copy. And I just put them like paste, right?
Yeah, you just copy and paste it. Yeah, and you could, look, before we activate it, you could always add to it. So if you're like, hey, I want to actually add these cities and these zip codes and yada, 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 yeah, you can add to it. But they just, we have you fill it out so we know, like, exactly where you want to show up, basically. I like to make it easier, though, so I always, like, copy and paste, like, where you guys are already targeting, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, done.
All right, went through. Okay, let me, all right. So let me just make sure real quick. Let me message Bonnie.
Maybe she can call me now.
Yeah, well, she can. She can, but if we do it tomorrow, she'll already have the profile created. So I think that'd be better. That way she could let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident. Or what we could do, I could see if she's available, and she could do the onboarding appointment now, and then she'll have to call you back to let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident. So what works better for you?
Whatever you think. If you think tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
I think tomorrow. Yeah. That way she already has it created, and she's like, hey, it's Evident doing your background. She'll trigger you the text on the spot, you know? So I really think tomorrow would be better for you, for sure. And it's like a 10-minute phone call. Like, it's really quick. All she does is she lets you know, hey, it's Pinkerton or Evident. She'll send you some customization emails for Google Guarantee. Okay, and she just wants to meet you, too. So we can make sure we're setting up everything properly. Okay?
Okay.
So I let her know. I give her a heads up. You're good to go for tomorrow, 2 p.m., okay? That will come from our 877 number. All right?
Okay, my son. Thank you so much.
All right, Ernest. Yes, sir. You have a great rest of your day, okay? Thank you for reaching out.
Sure.